And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Nice to be here.
I did go to a movie last night, and it was maybe not my first choice of movies to go and see. I was hoping that, I keep hoping The Odyssey will pitch up at the local movie theater, but I guess it's not there yet. So I said, well, I have a choice here. I can go to a children's movie, can go see Minions, and I love the Minions. But I thought, oh, but I've seen too many kids' movies recently. So I'll go see this other one called Backrooms, which again is kind of a horror film. And I've also seen a bunch of horror films. However, this one has been getting very solid reviews. It's a bit like a recent movie called Obsession, which is another, I think it was a first film from a young filmmaker. And it was so well done and so interesting and so riveting, actually, that it became kind of an instant success. And this one, called Backrooms, is similar. It's a film from a young filmmaker named Kane Parsons. And he is very good at what he does. This is a psychological horror movie. We're not looking at creatures, at least not many creatures. But the people, it's a small cast, and the cast, I should mention, is, I will not know how to pronounce this man's name, Chiwetel Ejiofor. Anyway, I hope that's it, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's actually quite a well-known actor, but I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, he plays a character named Clark, and Renata Reins, again, a problem with pronunciation, I think it's Reinsvi, who is Swedish. And she did a wonderful movie earlier in the year called Sentimental Value, which got great accolades. And it was a really wonderful, wonderful, very different movie. This one is absolutely a horror movie. And the character of Clark initially seems to be the main character. He is someone who he's kind of troubled. He runs a furniture store, a big furniture store, although he doesn't actually know how very big it is, in a city somewhere, I'm not entirely sure where. And he clearly has some issues, and he has been seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and this is the character played by Renata Reinsvi. Anyway, and she seems pretty normal, shall we say, until as time goes on and it becomes clearer and clearer that both of these characters, one is the psychologist and the other one is the person who's going for therapy. And I don't think they much like each other, but they figure, well, I would like to, that Clark thinks that he's not doing what he wants to do. He apparently is trained as an architect, and here he is selling furniture, and he's being a bit silly about it. So it was kind of like, well, yeah, he's going to see the psychologist. Hopefully that will help. And then we discovered that the psychologist herself has some pretty serious psychological issues. So he goes off, he says, I'm gonna do this myself and I'll do a better job. And he goes off, and then she tries to find him later on because she realizes he probably isn't going to do a better job, and he may in fact end up getting into a lot of trouble. So there's just weird stuff happening. There's especially weird stuff happening in his store. He ends up in the basement of the store. It looks as if he's sleeping there. I'm not sure if he lost his home or something, but and in the store, just strange stuff is happening. First of all, he can go through one of the walls. It's just like a porous, like a spongy wall. And he kind of goes through it, and then he goes back, and then he goes through it again. And when he's in the part that, it's all kind of dark, and it's much, much bigger, I think, than even Clark knew, and it's his store. But he's kind of brave about the whole thing, and he finds ways of going from one part of the basement of his furniture store, which is laden with furniture. There are some places, some rooms that are totally empty, the back rooms, and then there's rooms that are full of furniture, and then there's rooms that are full of all kinds of other stuff. But he's surprisingly not afraid. And he, in fact, he then recruits a couple of young folks who work at the store so that they can help him in researching this whole thing. Like, what on earth is going on in this furniture store that it's so weird? And it is indeed weird. So he gets his helpers to come with him and look at what's going on. I won't tell you. I won't spoil. There's a bit. There's a few things that. A lot of things are surprising, but I won't give you a whole lot of information about the fate of the helpers. Meanwhile, Clark and his psychologist meet up at the furniture store, and she says, I was worried about you. I tried to find you, and he did. She found him in the store, and they have a kind of a, I don't know, I would call it a misadventure. It all gets a bit, more than a bit weird. I mean, it's been weird kind of from more or less from the beginning of the movie, because Clark has had a kind of a weird and troubled life, and his psychologist has also had a weird and troubled life. Her mother apparently was totally bonkers, and that's how she raised her. And then they just sort of said, well, here we are, we're in the store, it's nighttime, let's see what we can find. And they find lots of stuff, and all of it is actually beyond weird. I think memory has a lot to do with the theme of this movie. What's going on in this movie? People's memories are distorted a lot. And what I read about the movie online was, first it said, don't expect everything to make sense, thank goodness, because it certainly didn't to me. But I thought, nevertheless, it is fascinating. It's just it's really well done. Whoever Cain Parsons is, he's done a very nice job, and it's his first film. So I'm expecting that he will be doing many more films in the future. The budget it's not a huge budget, but they did have to spring for weird sets and lots of furniture. And there's one character who is beyond weird. So not a big budget movie, but very well done. And I get a little sleepy in movies, and if they're at night rather than the afternoon, but this one I was not falling asleep, because I said, what's going to happen now? What's going on? What's happening with this Clark, and what's happening with his psychologist? And the two young people who were helping them, they had their cameras, and they were helping him learn about the building, and the building has all kinds of weird angles. Anyway, it is a movie that you go to just to, or I went to it anyway, and just found that it's just an interesting concept, this idea that people can be in a building, just sort of from the outside, an ordinary building, and then have it go so haywire and the actors are good. They're really good, in fact. Here we go. Eliafor. Try not to mangle his name again. Chiwetel Ejiofor. I'll have to figure it out. The one time I'll have to look this up, how it's actually pronounced. Chiwetel Ejiofor. As the kind of unfortunate clerk, he has, he's had an unhappy marriage. He's an unhappy person. He's a very unsuccessful furniture salesman, although he keeps trying. And his psychologist, Renata Reinsvi, who actually her name in the movie is Mary, she has a background when they show her past through her memories, and it was a difficult past. The fact that she's kind of come through it reasonably well is a credit to her, but after a while you realize maybe she didn't actually come through it all that well to begin with. There are a couple of other actors in it, but they have less to do. It's Clark and Mary. It's the Clark and Mary show. I would say, unless you really dislike horror films, especially, you know, this kind of psychological horror film, then I think it's worth going to see. My husband, who was with me, disagreed, but that happens sometimes. And I said, yeah, but I'm not entirely sure what was going on, but whatever it was, I was enjoying this. And I was wondering, oh, what's going to happen next and how original can they continue to be? And apparently they can continue to be very, very original. So this is a movie that I would not recommend it with all my heart, but I would say this is one that you should probably go and see if you're a movie buff, especially if you like horror movies. And it's also fun to see people who are new to the field, like new novice filmmakers, novice directors, doing such a very good job with their material. Anyway, back to other things that are happening. There's the Minions movie, which I didn't go to see. The Minions movie is playing at the Maison de Cinema and packing them in, as Minions movies tend to do. There's a movie, a Jackass movie, which honestly never appealed to me even a little bit. So that was not a possibility. But there are some other movies coming down the pike, and the famous Odyssey that I keep expecting, I think we'll be there sometime in July, but I'm not sure exactly what date. They've done a little something to at the Maison de Cinema. They've changed the website, and it's not as, maybe not as clear, and there's a couple of things that used to be in both English and French, and now they're only in French, and I was a little annoyed about that. More than a little annoyed, actually. Anyway, so movies-wise, there are movies playing, and there will continue to be movies throughout the summer. I don't know what they all are, and it's been nice to go to see a movie that I knew essentially nothing about, and discovering, oh, this is really intriguing. This is fun, and it's really well done, and it's not a big silly movie. We did see a big silly movie, which is no longer there, called Scary Movie. I would not recommend that under any circumstances. So fortunately, it's not there anymore, but I'm sure it'll be on your TV relatively soon. So hold off if you can until the Odyssey begins, or another equally viable and creditable movie. But I don't have a whole lot of information about that yet. Movies to come.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie. Talk next week.
Okay, bye-bye.